This low thrum is the sound of a wind farm on the Texas High Plains. GRI plans to build components for wind towers like these at its new plant and employ about 300 people in the process. Just months ago, it looked like state subsidies credited with growing the Texas wind industry would be canceled, along with funds to build transmission lines. That effort ultimately failed, leaving wind funding intact. But it's a different state program that may be responsible for the new Amarillo plant. GRI will benefit from nearly $2 million in business incentives from the Texas Enterprise Fund to locate here. CEO Javier Imaz credits state and local incentives as one of the reasons his company is coming to Texas. Reporting on energy and the environment for State Impact Texas, I'm Moz Bouchel, KUT News.